I forgot to hit up my boy Andrew Orlofo. Orolfo. I always say his last name wrong. I'm going to go to his page to look at it.
I hit record.
Orolfo. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, it's good to talk about this now because in the last pod, I was like, oh, I'm probably going to hit up Andrew to hop on. And I forgot. This was kind of like quick moving, but I'm glad you took initiative this week. I was going to ask. It was crazy. Oh, yes. I was literally going to text you for this exact time.
Oh, perfect.
I'm going to record Nerdificent after this.
Oh, wow.
My weeks have been slammed.
Yeah, you've been working.
Yeah, it's been good, but it's like it's that weird like gray area period before you start getting paid. So it's that you get that feeling of working so much, but you're not seeing the fruits of your labor
yet.
So but like I finally my body has adjusted to the schedule. That's why I was able to do like I think when I recorded the last episode I was still kind of adjusting, but like the next day or so, like I was like, okay.
Yeah, that was the middle of the night though.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Was that an earthquake or was that your leg?
That was my leg. I get restless feet.
Oh man, you gotta be careful. There's earthquakes here. You can trick somebody.
Yeah, someone might be able to run out.
Get in a doorway.
Yeah, like what is going on? I hate it. I hate it here.
The last big earthquakes I felt were those ones over the summer that were sort of like rolling. Do you remember those?
Yeah, I remember.
I remember sitting on my couch and being like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
But like, it's not interesting, but like just being from California, you don't feel a lot of them.
Yeah.
But the ones that you do feel are often strange.
Yeah, I saw someone tweet out like it was this like place being like slammed by an earthquake. It wasn't even, it was in Jamaica and it was like a water tower was causing spillage because of the earthquake.
Yeah.
And someone like retweeted and it was like, and that's why I hate when LA natives be like, oh, I barely felt that because this shit is real. And it was like, we know it's real.
Yeah.
Probably more than you because all our lives is just that earthquake that you felt wasn't that big.
Yeah.
Relax.
And if we had all that water around, it'd be the same.
Yeah. There would be a little spillage. Calm down.
I hate when I have a little spillage.
Welcome to Candy Dinner with Matt and Iffy. That's what that deserved, a little snort.
Yeah, and like no context for what I could have even meant.
Yeah, nope, you don't need it.
No.
I'm Iffy Wadiway, sitting to the side of me, once again, back with a memorial sticker on his laptop for Ample Hills Creamery.
Should we talk about it?
I mean, you're going to.
It's me, Matt Apodaca, and I don't know, I mean, look, if you're a candy diner, you know this about me. I love a sweet treat, and I love ice cream in particular. It's my biggest vice. I'm not drinking right now, for example. No, number one, I haven't drank since October 31st.
Yeah.
I've not had a drop. I mean, I've had like a sip of a Trader Joe's White Claw equivalent that I took to a Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
And I had maybe a sip of wine. But I'm not drinking on purpose just because of my acid reflux. If you told me I had to stop eating ice cream,
yeah,
I'd be like, you're going to have to take me to a rehab. I can drop alcohol anytime.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal to me.
Yeah.
Ice cream is my number one vice.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's why you're saying it as if you're going to attack me. You're leaning over your laptop.
Well,
you're about to destroy
I was
this.
Reaching past it.
Yeah. You're about to destroy this expensive piece of equipment to describe how much you love ice cream.
A couple weekends ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for context, this was the Sunday that the world found out that Kobe Bryant had passed away.
Oh, yeah.
So it was already a crazy Sunday.
Yeah.
You woke to like, that was a shocking event.
Yeah.
The world, like, truly the world, like, mourned at once.
Yeah.
People are still mourning. There was just for, I mean, because we haven't talked about it, there were days where all of a sudden I would think about it and I burst into tears.
Damn.
And it was just strange because I don't follow basketball.
Yeah.
I don't like, I have complicated feelings about his legacy in general.
Yeah.
But there was just times, I think because of Gianna and just the family's lost, or, you know, just the whole thing is undeniably sad.
Yeah.
All this to say, I met up with my girlfriend. We were going to go on a hike. And knowing all this stuff that had happened already, it was an awful day. We're like, let's just go on a hike and let's just like chill out. I get to her before she's back from her like appointment. And then she pulls up and is in her car and is like, you need to get in the car right now. Something bad has happened. And I'm immediately like, what could be worse today?
Yeah.
Today is like already crazy. What is everyone okay? I was like scared.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on? She's like, oh, well, Ample Hills is closing over in Los Feliz on Hillhurst. Today's their last day open and they're closing their doors forever. And she said, she's never seen my face so sad. And because the next words that I uttered were, what do you mean closed forever? And then we just drove straight up there and I bought a scoop of the ooey gooey butter cake.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were giving away everything. I didn't even buy that. That was free.
Yeah.
The pints I took home were free.
Wow.
I bought a t-shirt for half off because I had to rep.
Yeah.
And then you're checking out on the little iPad and there's an option for a tip. I tipped him $10.
I thought you were going to say something way more with that pregnant ass pause.
Yeah, I gave him $1,000.
That pause was in its third trimester. That should have been at least I'm going to tell you.
$100. No, it was 10.
Yeah.
So I walked out with all this ice cream and a t-shirt, only paid $17.
Wow.
And then I never looked back. And I drove by it today, actually. Yeah. I hadn't seen it since I drove by last time. And it's a sad scene.
Yeah.
It's closed. That's my favorite ice cream.
Fucking Jenny's over there dancing on its grave. Like, yeah,
you got
bitch.
Jenny's over there just rubbing it in, aren't they?
Trying to step on my territory. You fucked.
You got Van Leeuwen over on Franklin popping champagne, I heard.
I might say, is it maybe because it looked like a house, you think it might have confused some people?
Oh, it was absolutely a confusing location.
Yeah, because I remember when I went there once and I was real sad when you posted about it because I was in the Bay. So I couldn't, there was no way for you. Yeah. But I was walking up and it was when I was with the homie Zach Perlman and we had Naomi. And then I was walking actually to Jenny's and then Zach's like, oh, there's an Ample Hills. And I'm like, what? And then I looked and I was like, oh, we were just going to walk by this because it looked like a house.
I do think it's a combination of that, like just being like not people not knowing what it is. The rent for that place is huge.
Yeah. It's gigantic compared to Jenny's like little closet.
Yeah. And there's like apartments above Jenny's. So it's not the only thing in this building. We were speculating that like the rent for that monthly could be in like the 20Ks.
Oh, yeah.
Like easily. Also just for like where it is. But there's also, I think if, it was near restaurants where you would be like, I could go for some ice cream. Cause like it's across from Ye Rustic and Chi Dynasty. And those aren't like, you know what? I'm going to get some ice cream after this type of places. And you got to cross a big street.
Yeah. I think that was because it's obviously the type of brand that wants to be in the hip area.
Yes.
But there's, I think, two major things going against it. One, it's near two ice cream shops.
Yeah.
Two, it's hip, but people there are broke. You need to go to Burbank. I feel like that
they gotta go
in Burbank.
I just think they need a smaller location. I bet you we'll be seeing them again soon, and I bet you they'll be coming to Highland Park or something.
Oh, if they came to Highland Park, we'd champion it. But we have what's that one?
You got Scoops.
Yeah, we have Scoops, and we have another ice cream place. They do the ice cream cookie sandwiches, and they have the Rick and Morty.
Oh, Wubba Lubba Dub Dub. Yeah, no, I've seen that place. I don't know what it's called, though.
Yeah. It's called something because they were at Family Style Fest. It was great. They have Rick and Morty ice cream, and I took Naomi there.
That sounds epic.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was what's so funny is Rick and Morty truly is – like going afters.
After. That's, no, people say afters is good.
Yeah, afters, and it was great. Naomi had a strawberry ice cream, which is also what she had from Ample Hills.
That's very sweet.
Seems to like it about the same. Yeah, she loves strawberry ice cream. But Yeah, Afters was that family style fest. But yeah, they have the Rick and Morty thing. And I really, yeah, I feel like Rick and Morty is bubbling to a point where I'm like, this, like the people who love it should hate it. But they,
yes.
they not even like the show itself, but all the stuff that is coming out of it. But they just eat it right up, which is proof, again, that the Rick and Morty fans are Jerry's when they think they're Rick's.
Do you think their Super Bowl commercial spiked Pringles sales?
Oh, definitely.
You think
I mean,
so?
When you got a group of people who's willing to shut down a McDonald's for a Mulan-themed sauce that was referenced as a throwaway joke.
Do we think that with the live-action remake, they're going to bring that sauce
people,
back?
People asked. People have already asked.
Really?
The floor has been bumbling. Yeah.
That would be...
Bumbling and rumbling.
That'd be huge.
That would. It would, because I'd love it to just be specifically Mulan branding to see these dorks fighting with children.
It'd be great. But yes, I'm quite sad about the loss of my favorite ice cream. I still have about a pint and 3/4 in my fridge.
Oh,
so
still got some time.
Still got some stock.
Ooh.
And I'm looking forward to finishing it, and then hopefully I know, but here's the thing, I think they're opening one in Long Beach. They have one, really? At Disney World in Orlando.
Okay, that's too far.
Yeah, like, I'm not Long gonna Beach. Go to that one, but Long Beach is not far enough like to that it would stop me from getting ice cream, but I'm not gonna go all the way down there just
I
for
see
it
the Long Beach locale.
Wow.
Ooh, rough. They're gonna get a lot of Google still talks as if it's still open.
Oh dear.
And you're gonna have a lot of people driving up mad
going
yeah Tim Allen's gonna drive up.
Oh no.
That I didn't like that impression at all, because it sounded like, you know, that dog in Wacky Racers
who oh.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. That's a better impression. How have you been? What you been up to? I feel like we haven't seen each other in a while.
That's true, because last time, I haven't been on two. We took a week off. Yeah. There was a week in between where we didn't have one. Then you did one by yourself, and then you had Zig and Brody.
Yeah.
Everything's been good. I've just been, I guess the word for it is busy.
It didn't even come to my Super Bowl. Where'd you do Super Bowl Sunday?
So we
didn't
had
come to my joint.
We had
that I threw with Jaquise.
I know. I saw, and trust me, I got this after we had already locked in our plans, because otherwise it would have been like, okay, but what about this one? But this was, we went to a very fun party. It was a friend of Isabel's, who she's known since she was 3.
Mm.
So we went to her family's house, and they had a TV outside.
Okay.
And they had pizza.
What kind of pizza?
I don't know. Mm. I had pepperoni. But
so it wasn't a 56-inch big Papa pizza?
No.
That's what we had.
But then they also had Spitz.
Oh, that's pretty good. But it isn't Harold's Chicken from Chicago, right?
No.
Because that's what we had.
No. They had chili.
Okay. Homemade?
Homemade chili.
Ooh, what's their ethnicity?
I don't know. Oh, I think white.
All right, then if they're white,
they're like, then it's probably pretty good.
It's a pass.
Oh, it's a pass.
It's a hard pass.
Okay, but wait a second.
What region? Are they from LA?
Yes.
The hard pass. Now, if you were saying they were from Texas.
But I don't know. You can't quote me on it. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Was it spicy?
No.
Hard pass. Hard pass. It lets me know.
They had the Louisiana hot sauce to add to it.
Okay.
That's good sauce.
Yeah, that's something that has entered their zeitgeist.
Because you can't make
the shoulders.
You can't make a big pot of something spicy if it's to share.
No, yes, you can.
No, because if people don't want spicy, they can't have it.
Too bad. That's what do you mean? You act. I wish your mom could hear you say what you're saying.
She would probably agree.
Oh, really? What's that one super spicy thing she always makes? And you're like, damn, it's spicy.
Pozole?
Yeah. And you're like, it's spicy. Does she make a separate pozole that's not spicy?
No. Well, she knows that we can handle it. But I'm saying there's people coming
it
to your house.
Matter.
You're a host.
Yeah.
You're
hosting them.
I'm a host,
and that's why there's pizza there. That's why there's Spitz. But if you want the heat, come get the chili.
And take a seat.
Yeah.
It was really good chili. There was homemade mac and cheese.
Okay.
There was some fruit.
Yeah, this is a combo that I feel like.
I brought sour Scandinavian swimmers from Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And I put them on the table in the bag. I came back. Oh, there was a bunch of teens there, and they were scaring me.
Why were they scaring?
Because they were all huddling, being quiet.
Yeah.
And they were being...
They're probably making TikToks or something.
There were two. There was like 20 of them.
Yeah.
20 teens is a lot.
They were definitely making TikToks. So if you go on TikTok and see your face, look at this dork.
Oh, God.
It's a big old dork. And that's the TikTok.
And we were playing ping pong in the garage. Did you have ping pong?
I did not have ping pong because we were focused on the game.
Well, it was for after.
There's a game going
on. It was for after.
Oh, well, since we are people of color, we were able to dance. So we turned on music and was vibing.
They didn't have that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, the vibes were probably
off. I will say, I think the only person at my Super Bowl party that screamed when J-Lo brought out the Puerto Rican flag.
Yeah, they were like, oh, shit.
I went, woohoo!
Yeah, they did they hit you with the, oh, I thought you were a tan white.
No, they were being very respectful. Everybody there was lovely.
They like nodded in acceptance. It was like,
everyone was great. Nobody thought the... Here's what I'll say about the halftime show.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of controversy around it. But I think it's backlash to backlash. It's not... Nobody was actually that upset about it.
Not at all.
Except a Christian group is suing...
Yeah, they just want money.
Yes.
They want money. You can turn that shit off if it was that bad. But it was a fully covered suit. It was very great. Yeah.
It wasn't... I don't think it was filthy or pornographic.
Not at all.
But it did make me horny.
Yeah, it got you horny. I know. Yeah, no, it was. The party was popping at my spot.
The halftime show. What the heck's going on there?
The halftime show. It was so funny because we took a little smoke break and we were out. And I remember, who was it? I think it was Jock Keys. He was like, "I gotta go. I don't want to miss the halftime show."
And then, he was right.
And someone walked up while he came, and I was like, "Did it start?" And they're like, "No." So we took a little more time, but we did get there towards the end of Shakira's set. So I will say, that whoever came gave us falsified information.
Wow.
And they are banned from the household.
Banned. A ban. You're instituting a ban.
A full-on ban from the household.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. You're sure?
Pretty sure. Pretty fucking sure.
So, Jennifer Lopez. Obviously, Shakira just fucking killed it because then she played guitar and then she came out and played drums too.
Yeah.
But also, there was a part in Shakira's set where it's a tight shot on her head.
Yeah.
And she's singing, she's doing great. And then it pans backward to reveal she's been holding a guitar this whole time, which was crazy. And then she just like rips into the solo and it fucking ruled.
Oh,
it
shit.
It was awesome. Shakira rules. Oh, yeah. But then J-Lo comes out. And you've seen Hustlers.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez is the strongest woman alive. She's holding her entire body up from the tippy top of this pole with just her legs.
Oh, yeah. She's getting the most out of those real lessons she got.
Yes. But my take, that was an F you to the Academy. Because it proved that she did it for real.
Yeah.
She did the work and she did it for real. And if we weren't going to nominate Jennifer Lopez now, when are we going to do it? When was her time? When is her time? Her time is now. The Academy snubbed her. Yeah. She got snubbed. Greta Gerwig got snubbed. These Oscars, these 2020, I guess for the 2019 movie season, they're a farce. They didn't nominate J-Lo. They didn't nominate Greta. Joker 11 nominations? Couldn't have given one of those to J-Lo?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. The damn Joker. The damn Joker.
I understand what he means when he says we live in a society. Because this society is messed up.
Hot take.
J-Lo deserved an Oscar. Hashtag... J-Lo deserved an Oscar. A nom, at least. You don't have to give her the dang thing.
The hashtag is J-Lo got hustled.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. And they could have just nominated her. Joaquin's going to be there again.
Yeah, well, they're not up against each other.
I know, but I guess that's the issue. Pesci didn't even get nominated.
I know.
Dude came out of retirement. Turned in the best work he's ever done. These Oscars are a joke. The fact, I don't know why I'm so fired up about this right now.
You are the
they're
most.
They're tomorrow. But I guess thematically, good, because this will release and people will be like, oh, they were actually on topic for once.
Yeah.
They were actually current. The fact that Joker is nominated for so many awards in a category with Parasite is embarrassing. To say that Joker and Parasite and any of those other movies in the Best Picture nominations are the same quality is insane to me. That's so crazy.
I know. It sounds like a joke.
It's the freaking most twisted joke I can think of.
So twisted.
I feel like I'm Joker right now and you're freaking Murray. Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't want to keep talking about these dang movies, but frick, what the heck?
What the frick?
What the frick?
So have you been playing anything?
Playing? Yeah, I restarted Breath of the Wild.
Oh.
Because I was at a Divine Beast in my last save.
Yeah.
And the date on that save had an 18 in the year. So I don't remember what I was doing, and I don't remember what was going on, so I decided just to start this dang thing over.
Yeah.
And focus on completing it. So that's what I'm doing right now. But I've been playing that. Jedi Fallen Order. Still in the middle of Death Stranding. Luigi's Mansion 3. Link's Awakening. Yeah, I'm playing too many games.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty much sticking to Apex. But, you know, we started E-League Super Punch powered by Twitch. And a week in... It's going good.
It's going real good, huh?
It's going good. We're doing some wacky stuff from Monday through Thursday, which is when I host. And wacky normally isn't a good descriptor for comedy. If somebody says wacky, you're like, what? Nope. But I mean, wacky because the production team, a lot of those folks are from Super Deluxe. So like, it's very like irreverent, like doesn't take itself too seriously. And it's really turning out to be like, I believe in my heart, a funny talk show about like video games.
That's great.
Like it features video games. It's not about video games. I feel like I've had people tuning in and they've been like, oh, this has actually been great. A friend from high school has been in the chat and they're just saying how they're like, oh, it's really cool to finally have a friend's thing I can support that is good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for it. So just keep tuning in if you are tuning in. If you're not, it's on. I'm hosting Monday through Thursdays starting 8 p.m., 11 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be a wild ride.
Wow. I'm trying to think what else is going on in this crazy world. My mom got a new puppy.
Ooh.
She got this little Maltipoo, and I'm meeting her tomorrow, and I'm very, very excited. And then we're going to go see Birds of Prey.
What's the name of the puppy?
I don't know.
The way you paused in Birds of Prey, I thought you were seeing like a...
We're going to go to an aviary?
No, like a bootleg cats.
I'd rather watch a show about birds.
Yeah.
I already got cats at home. I know what they're doing. They're both jellicle.
They're both very jellicle and horny.
They're so horny.
Like when Matt sleeps, we hump on his face.
Wait a minute,
around
what?
And take a cat taste.
I finished The Good Place. I'm near my end of my rewatch of Better Call Saul. They're going to add the fourth season tomorrow, so that's going to be a good thing. Mm. We watched Honey Boy last night.
Really?
Yeah.
How was it?
It's so sad, but it's clearly the work of someone who was in trauma therapy. Like Shia wrote this movie while he was in rehab.
Yeah.
For he got a DUI or whatever, right?
Yeah.
In 2017. And so he was in rehab and the psychiatrist there diagnosed him with PTSD and had him unpack that. And then the outcome was this movie. And he plays his dad in the movie and it's not very, he doesn't give him a break, I'll say. There's a lot of stuff in it where you're just sort of like, holy shit, this is, it was so crazy to watch. And like, as somebody with sort of like complicated, like dad stuff, I was sitting there watching this, like, this is crazy. I can't, like, there's parts of this movie where I was like, I don't know if I can keep watching this. But it's very, very good.
Yeah.
And Shia, I think right now is operating on this, like, this level of like, he's taken care of himself, I think, in an interesting way. And he's like, put that into his work. And now he's just like working so hard. He's great in this. He was great in the Peanut Butter Falcon. I think Shia is back, baby. The man is back.
See, I mean, yeah, I've only heard good things. And that's another one of the snubs. I mean, Alma Harrell, who directed it, snubbed. And, you know, she casted a black person. So, honestly, snubbed harder than Greta in my eyes.
Yeah. And, Greta, you know, and here's...
How many movies in are you and I ain't seen no niggas yet? Come on.
Damn.
Clock's ticking.
Damn. And you know what? You're right.
I mean, like, you know...
I don't think there were any back in the time that Little Women takes place.
Oh, my gosh. You can guess what? In movies, you could just add them.
I was just kidding. Of course they were there.
I know, but I was like, in movies, you could just do whatever you want.
Yes.
But yeah, no.
Michael B. Jordan should be Superman.
I mean, it's so funny. Like, that's the wild, and no, he shouldn't. But yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't need him to be. I don't know. But yeah, it's so interesting because that's what happened with, what's Francis Ford Coppola's daughter, who...
Oh, that's going to kill me. Sofia Coppola.
Yeah,
Sophia.
Yeah. She was getting called out because she was another, like, auteur female director who people were behind. And then she said some trash stuff of why black people weren't in her movies. And I was like, yeah, let's start calling them out early. Like, let's stop giving them the benefit of the doubt and then them being like, well, I just don't think.
Yeah. Everyone should be in all the movies.
Mm-hmm. But
that's just fair.
Yeah. Florence Pugh, though. Yeah, you're going to bring up Zach Braff, aren't you?
No.
Okay.
But now that I'm thinking about it, yikes.
Look, we gotta come to terms with the fact that Zach Braff might have a monster dick. He might be slanging a monster.
I just don't like him from when he was mean on Punk'd.
Well, he got punked. He got put in a vulnerable situation. And who knows? Maybe yelling at a kid is massive dick energy. Maybe not big dick energy, but massive honker. Massive hog energy.
How can you yell at BJ Novak like that?
A master honker, you know? Like, but really, like, I thought about that once, like, this Florence Pugh, because he had, like, another, like, young, super hot girlfriend that people were like,
what? It's because they know him from Scrubs.
No, he's laying that shit down.
No, he's like Garden State.
No, because I feel like you'd, like, his relationships last too long. Like, I feel like Florence would be like, yeah, I don't care. I'm, like, hot. Spicy hot right now.
But this is implying that the only thing that they care about is the hog.
Yeah. Men ain't shit. What else do we have to offer other than the nice honking hog? Huh? You gonna tell me a male celebrity has a great personality and is charming?
No, I'm not even defending him. I don't like him.
Yeah.
But I like to think that Florence isn't just... Give me that hog.
Well, no, she's probably not. She probably was like, I'm going to just, you know, go out to humor him or whatever. Chill out.
Found out.
And she was like, all right, I'll stick around. I feel like people will give Zach Braff at least one date and then they find out he's got a John Hammer down there.
The fact that anyone was surprised that John Hamm has a huge hog is the craziest thing.
Like, I think the
funny
thing
that dude invented big dick energy.
Yeah. I think the thing that got me about it was when he was like, oh, I just wish people wouldn't talk about how big my dick is. So I was like, I will kick you in the knee and hit your dick, dude. Calm down.
Florence is having a bit of a moment, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, I finally saw Midsommar, and she was phenomenal.
On Amazon Prime?
Yeah, she's great. That's the only reason I'm not fully on, like, because people have been on the, like, Greta, where's the niggas train? And I'm like... All right, let me see some more Florence Pugh action before I get, you know.
Yeah, Ari Aster got Chidi in that thing.
Oh my gosh. See, thank you. Ari Aster was like, yeah, don't worry. We're going to sprinkle some niggas in Sweden.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have.
I mean, Ari Aster already has the crown for me, even though people were really mad about it for no reason. But his, like, first, you know, short, the.
Oh, I watched that.
Johnson's. Yeah.
And it, not unlike the rest of his movies, really upset me.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's great. And, like, and so people, like, because they were trying to be like, oh, you're making black people look bad for, like, there's a weird thing that is shrouded in homophobia is that anytime there is any, like, black film that alludes to a black person being gay, like, they try and make it seem like they're trying to demasculate them, or they try and make this cause that is really just homophobia hiding in wokeness clothing.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, we can't show any type of that. But it was like just an interesting story, and it didn't like exploit any black. They're just like,
and I don't
a
think,
regular upper middle class black family, which is great representation on screen.
Yeah. And I don't think the message of that movie is that any of them were gay.
Yeah.
It is that the son in that movie is a rapist. Is a what do you call it? He's addicted to the power of that.
Yeah.
And his father, unfortunately, was his victim, and that makes neither of them gay.
Yeah.
That does make one of them a monster.
Yeah.
But it is a very shocking movie, and that Ari is a tricky man, isn't he?
Well, it was like an interview where someone brought it up, where it's like, why did you use a black family for this? Why did? And he was like, I used a black family for this because they were the best ones for the part. They're like, I auditioned all races, and these were the best actors.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I was like, oh, this is the first time that's been used to defend hiring black people and not just as an excuse to not hire them.
Yeah, that's a good point. I've been thinking about watching Midsommar again, even though some of the horrific things in that movie will never leave my eyes.
Here's one that people have called out that I'm like, yeah, that one was like wild, but not the wildest thing to me, which was the Blood Eagle scene.
That wasn't the worst thing.
Okay.
Wait, which one is that?
That's when the man is in the, like, greenhouse hanging.
Oh, that's not the worst part to me. The worst part to me was when they're on the cliff scene is one of the worst parts.
That was going to be my pick.
Because
it's so silent yet loud.
Yes, but also it's very like, the way the first body hits the rock, their face is still on it when the rest of the body pops up from the ricochet.
Yeah.
And it is the grossest thing I've ever seen.
It looks so real. And then I think what really got me is I did not know we were going to get that much detail in that scene. Like the fact that they like zoom in and you like see this crushed
it
head.
It sucks. Great movie though.
Yeah.
One of the best of the year. Is there anything I'm forgetting about to tell you? I told you about the puppy.
Okay. Yeah. And you and Isabel are fine.
We're doing great. Yeah. We went to Burger Lords last night.
Ooh, I love a Burger Lord.
Burger Lords slaps so fucking hard.
It's my favorite spot. You were right literally next to me then.
Really? Yeah, we parked in that little parking lot across the street.
Yeah, I was at Barcade.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was so funny because it just reminded me how removed I am from arcades because I was there with my friend Lisa, and we, like, I just popped $20 in the change machine.
Damn, a flex.
No, I was just like,
playing games.
Well, no, because there was an ATM and I needed cash, so I pulled out 20. So I was like, duh, I'm gonna put 20 in here. And I didn't realize how many quarters, 20 bucks.
Yeah, it's so many. Yeah, it's so, a daunting amount of change.
Yeah, we were playing for a bit. They have this really fun Japanese slap game.
Oh.
Where it's like there's three buttons in front of you, like a red, green, blue one, and then one big yellow one in front of it. And they're all, it's kind of like WarioWare, where it's all these different mini games that utilize the slap function. So there's one where it's almost like DDR, where there's balloon patterns and you have to slap in the order.
That's
and
great.
Do it the fastest. There's one where you have to eat ice cream and each ice cream is the color of one of the buttons. So you have to tap that button until the ice cream
is
eaten.
That's so fun.
Yeah. It's there. And there's so many. Every time I go, there's a new one I haven't seen. I was like, how many games are there in here?
I got to go there. Because we went to a couple weekends ago, I guess last weekend.
Yeah.
We went down to the Arts District and went to
82 for Gaberson's.
Yeah, for Gaberson's birthday.
I was bummed I couldn't go, but I had Naomi. One of these days, I'm going to just bring her to a bar. Who's going to stop me? I'll beat the
person at the door, probably. Yeah, like,
oh, like, I'm bringing my baby in here. I'm bringing back, sir. Sir, I'm bringing my baby in here. I'm bringing my baby in here.
It's fun because I love video games, obviously. Yeah. And Isabel has played video games, but is not like a gamer and doesn't like, one of the video, she had a PS2, and one of the games she remembers fondly was a Mary-Kate and Ashley game.
Yeah.
Because she was a child. But it's funny to watch her experience video games that I love. Yeah. So she's like, she really loves Mortal Kombat 2 because, and she stands Baraka.
Oh, yeah.
She loves Baraka.
Yeah.
And Baraka only.
Yeah.
Won't ever try any of the other characters. Yeah. Loves Baraka. And she fell in love with a new game this last time, Burger Time.
Oh, Burger Time slaps, yeah.
Burger Time is really fun. We had a nice crowd around her while she was playing Burger Time, cheering her on, and she was getting very excited, very fun. Hot dog run after you and chase you unless you throw pepper at hot dog. Yeah. And it's I love a barcade, but at this but I'm not drinking. So I had soda water, lime, whatever else. It's getting absolutely shit-faced.
Yeah, it's real funny because I was doing the no drinking during pilot season. Then I got super punched and I was like, well, mission accomplished. I'm back to drinking. Sorry.
Damn.
I know. I haven't masturbated though in
what?
Maybe a month.
No, not January?
Well, it's I've just been so busy. And that, like, when I
think I always find the time, my man.
When I think about it, I'm like, let's see how long we can keep this going.
Damn. If he's an incel, you heard it first.
but it is funny how your body, like how your brain changes, because like normally my dreams are regular. Like I don't get many like sex dreams,
yeah.
Or like, you know, but like now it's my body's like, bro,
yeah,
like, what's good?
That's crazy because like I'll just be going about my day and then I'll just like think of something. I'm like, I gotta go.
Well, it's funny because like as a writer, you know, every time, like if I'm doing a writing project at home where I know I have something to write, I like, yeah, I'll just like get the brain juices flowing by busting one out and then hitting writing. And it's funny because like on via many writing threads and writer threads on Twitter, it seems like a common occurrence between writers that we all like to rub one out before we start writing. But since I'm like in a room and then like literally for those who aren't following me on Instagram and don't know what my schedule is my alarm rings at 6. I put it on snooze and lay back down, hit snooze 2 more times to wake up at 6:30, get dressed, drive to Gold's. This will be good to expand on after I'm done with this. Drive to Gold's, work out, shower there, from the gym, drive all the way from Glendale to Culver City to write. Then I write, finish, and then so I'm there from 10:30 to 5:30, where I drive from Culver City to Burbank to
shoot. Oh my God.
Yeah, so I sit in an hour and a half of traffic, and like I tried the podcast, but right now I'm getting just too frustrated, so I just have to listen to music. Yeah, definitely. I go through like, so then from there I do the shoot from like 7 till about 11:30, drive home, and I get home and usually I bullshit for a bit and then end up going to sleep around 12:30
Jesus.
Or 1 and try it again. And I noticed I bullshit because like after one of the shoots, I think it was like Thursday night, I just went home and went to sleep. I was like, oh shit, I'm just going to go to sleep. I was just kind of tired. And that 1 hour I got because I went to sleep at like 11:30.
Yeah.
I felt way more energized. It's like, wow, who knew the difference between my grogginess was just an hour.
I've really recently taken to heart the value of getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
It's so important. And like even last night, Friday night, we went to bed at like 11. Just fully was like, I'm ready to go to bed. Let's go to bed.
Damn.
But then this morning we woke up at like 6:30.
So y'all were serious about it.
Yeah, that's we're just like, I guess we're awake. But we didn't get up. We were just like, let's just keep trying to sleep. Then the alarm went off at 7.
You're like, all right. Yeah, no, for me, I got like what I wanted to point out is showering at the gym has been such a new experience for me because like I've never liked group showering at all. Like even back in high school during the gym and then,
I would never do it.
I hated it. And so now it's kind of like,
didn't want everyone looking at my pubes.
Now it's a necessity. So, and it was so funny because like, it's still, there's still a social aspect to it because you're around people and everything we do, our actions, our body language is social. And I remember like at first, you know, when I first started, I would get dressed in the way where I'd make sure I'm always covered. And then like with the towel on, I would just like put my underwear on under the towel, then pull the towel off because I was just like, who's trying to look at my dick?
Yeah.
Because there definitely is like, there's like a weird Greek bathhouse energy in there because like it's just like most of the dudes at the time that I lift is anywhere from their like mid-20s to mid-30s. Typically most of us are just like fit guys, like conventionally attractive guys. And also I did notice a thing where like if it's a dude who like isn't conventionally attractive, I'm like, oh, watch that.
But
if it's a
conventionally, for you.
Yeah, if it's a conventionally attractive man, I'm like, well, are you trying to see my dick? Watch. like it's like what is going on? But anyway, I've noticed a weekend that I'm just a little more comfortable, and it was mostly because there was this guy who, like, out the corner of my eye, I'm like, there's somebody who I can tell is just don't care, like they just naked, and I was like, this guy, and I was like, that's big dick energy. Not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
And then that was the day I was like, yeah, I'm.
Me fuck, too.
Me too. Me too. I don't care who sees my dangling. it's so weird. I probably am the only person in that locker room thinking that much about it. Speaking of thinking, have you heard this thing about some people who don't hear thoughts in their head?
Like what?
So you haven't heard about
this?
So yeah, someone shared it on Twitter and they're like, who is it? And everyone's like, who? And then we brought it up in the writer's room and two people were like, yeah, no, I don't hear thoughts. I was like, you don't hear your voice in your head when you, they're like, no. So what do you do when you think? They're like, well, it's kind of hard to describe. Like you just see a thing. But yeah, and they're like, so when you read, you're not like speaking to yourself in your, they're like, no.
What?
There are people who, when they think, do not hear their own voice. They don't have an inner monologue. It's just thoughts.
I'm going to call the police.
Yeah. It's so funny because we're talking about it and they're like, yeah, for the longest time, I just thought when people had like an inner monologue in movies, it was just a plot device. Like,
yeah.
Like she said, since she's
that's so funny. They didn't think that was replicating real life.
Yeah, yeah. So like she was saying, she was like, yeah, I was watching you and I was like, oh, so that's what y'all hear.
That's why I guess I never considered that.
Yeah.
But I was just talking to somebody and they were talking about how there's like a theory that we don't all experience the same sensations like in general.
Oh yeah. Well, what
like colors.
This is the one that's going right now that I want you to really, I'm going to ask you something and then you might have seen the tweet and you'll know the moment I ask. But
I think I know what it is.
Yeah. Can you picture an apple in your head?
I can.
All right. And did you see the list already?
I didn't see the list though.
Which apple did you see?
It was two.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Like a cartoon ass apple.
Yeah, yeah. I do one. But really? Yeah, everyone, but some people are saying they are five. And I'm like, what
Nothing?
Are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about?
And I'm like, but mine had a bite.
Yeah, that's so great.
Because I like to have a bite of my apple.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's just so, I mean, look, I guess some of us are kind of different, huh?
Yeah, I guess we're all a little different, even though
we're also the same.
Bleeding the same blood.
Okay. Speaking of bleeding blood, I have an announcement.
Okay. Are you bleeding right now?
No. I, Matt Apodaca, bleed blue, baby. I'm supporting the Dodgers this year.
Oh, yeah. I heard that. We're going to get into that in a second. This is the second visual. So it said, try this. Visualize. Picture.
Okay. I'm closing my eyes.
Imagine whatever you want to call it, a ball on a table.
A ball on a table?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now imagine someone walks up to the table and gives the ball a push.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to the ball?
It rolls.
Yeah. That's what I said, too. It rolls. What color was the ball?
Red.
Mine was yellow.
Uh-huh.
What gender was the person who pushed the ball?
It was a freaking boy.
I said men, too. What did they look like?
It was you.
Oh, for me, it was just like some random default white man with brown hair.
I guess because you were telling me, I was thinking about you.
And I said, what size is the ball? Like a marble, a baseball, or a basketball, something else?
It was specifically a red handball.
It was a yellow handball for
Whoa!
Me. Yeah. What about the table? What shape was it? What was it made of?
It was this table.
Mine, it was a square wooden table. And now the important question. Did you already know, or did you have to choose a color, gender, size after being asked this question? And I said, I guess no. We both. For me, when asked this, I really Mine sort of conceptualized the ball on the table. Like, how would it look like? But I'm not visualizing, not building a scene. Oh, so that's what it is.
Oh.
It's visualizing versus conceptualizing. We both visualized it.
Wow.
Instead of conceptualizing.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. What did you want to say about my Dodgers affiliation?
Well.
What if you're just like, I'm also doing it?
Got four words for you. Welcome to the team.
Whoa, hell yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, hell yeah.
No. Yeah, it's funny. Me and Carl's sports affiliations are pretty close until it gets to basketball. We're both Saints fans, both Dodger boys. But I'm excited for you.
I'm very excited. I have the app on my phone.
So was it the fact that, like, you've always kind of been a Dodger, but this is the first time you're going to make an active effort?
It's basically that. Like, Dodgers, when I was a kid, were, like, big in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Dave came around, my stepdad, we were sort of an angel's house.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like some cop shit.
And I'm like, I don't even like it over here.
Yeah.
In Anaheim.
Yeah, here's the worst joke that I think he would, like, piss his pants over. Is next time you're at a baseball thing with him and he's, like, rooting for the Angels and you're rooting for the Dodgers, you got to be like, hey, Dave, I thought blue lives mattered. And I feel like
he'd say, no, you don't get it. All lives matter.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, like, so it always happens. This happens to me a lot. This has happened to me maybe the last 2 or 3 years where I'm like, man, I should check in on what's going on in baseball. I'd like to participate. It seems so fun and relaxing to enjoy baseball. And then it's like game 6 of the World Series.
Yeah, you're like, oh, shit.
And then they've been out of it or they were in it. And I was like, oh, I can't do it now. But now because I know that it's starting soon, I have the entire schedule in my calendar.
Yeah.
I subscribe to the calendar. I have the At-Bat app.
Yeah.
So I'm getting all these updates about Muncie and all sorts of other stuff like that.
Yeah.
Bellinger seems cool. And I love my boy, Kike Hernandez. I liked him already.
Yeah.
I think he's funny online. But other than that, yeah, I'm excited to go look at some games. But there's not a place. You can't stream it unless you have Spectrum.
Unless I find
a way around it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, or if somebody wants to share the login. But I don't, yeah, there's not a way to, because they're not on regular TV.
Yeah.
And they have a blackout on the MLB network in Los Angeles. So you either to be a Dodger fan in Los Angeles, you either have to have Spectrum cable and pay extra for this streaming channel, or go to a game or to a bar that is playing the game.
Yep, that sounds like some Spectrum bullshit.
Yeah, it's so crazy. So imagine my surprise, me trying to be a brand new fan, am now so upset about this very fact. That just shows you how willing I am to be a part of this.
Well, welcome to the team.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, let's get out of here.
Okay.
All right.
What do we got?
Where can people find you?
At Matt Apodaca on Twitter and Instagram. Check out... I just did Kevin and Yusong show. Maybe don't check that out. That's the only shows I've done recently. But I did, you listen to How Did This Get Played, Improv for Humans, Culture Kings, Query. Check out those shows. They're all shows I work on. And you can see me at UCB every week with Pony.
Same here. White Women, we have a show coming up in a week. We perform at UCB Sunset every second Friday. Your token friend, the guest for this one is going to be Demi Adejuibe, friend of the pod,
woo!
Friend of life, friend bow life. Fast, we didn't even talk about the Fast trailer, but we ain't got time.
God!
We ain't got time. I'll see y'all later.
Justice is coming.